listening into that stuff, but I wouldn't know how to operate Zoom if I did. But I could learn. Yeah, Dave, you'll do that standing on your head. I know that for sure. It's not easy, but you don't have to pass 20 words a minute Morse code like I did. So it's a lot easier than that, but it's still not an easy test. None of them are, really, and you need to study. And I think you'll enjoy the extra bandwidth you get out of it if you really enjoy your HF, and I know you do. I worked one last night, just one, and I was sitting there and I got tired, but it was really, I like odd call signs, or else one-by-ones, I'll usually work them, no matter who they are, and whether they're on sideband or CW. But this one was a Russian, and I've worked many Russians, but I mean lots of them. Even work Russia a lot of times every night on CW. But this was R100, and I think it was Delta Fox. So if you see it come up, you ought to work it just for the fun of it. It's 100th anniversary of some Russia over there anyways.
Okay. And what's the call again?
Well, I'll get it to you when I get home, and we're just a few blocks from home, Dave. It started out with R100, and I think it was Delta Fox, but I'm going by memory now. I'm in the car. But, I kind of like the website. It was all in Russian. Don't get me wrong. I don't like the Russian military, but that's not the Russian people. And so I don't blame the hams for what those idiots are doing at times around the world. I work most anything. But, it's just fun to work the special event sites. You'll be on there for quite a while, and I'll try to get that sent over to you. But the Russians are quite frequent in this area. I worked a lot of Russians in Kansas, so I know you can get them from here because you're about one less skip, and they come in most every night. Anything starts with an R, and you can bet it's going to be Russian, and his name's going to be Vlad, V-L-A-D. Anyways, Dave, thanks a million for riding along with us. We really enjoyed it.
Bye, Dave.
And there's the boss, and there's my neighbor's two doggies out there getting ready to bark at us. 73's Dave. Catch you down the line. KB4CBA in Gerald TR.
Glad you made it back in one piece, and you'll have a good afternoon. And always good to talk with you. And I'm glad I had an opportunity to pick on you today. Made my day. 73's N0TR, KB4CBA, making behave, Bernice.
25.2 miles up there and back, so it's a pretty good trip. But we don't go very far very often, Dave, and really enjoyed it. It's N0TR, clear now.
Double to 4NGU.
Well, there, I don't know. I might stay around to say hi to Phil. Good afternoon, Phil.
I've been y'all for a long time, and then I destined I didn't have to jump out, but I'm back in the car, and how y'all doing?
Oh, Bernice and I are doing fine. Been talking to Dave and KO4QLG, and you should have jumped in there, Phil. Great to hear you. I like your choice of antennas. Excellent. And I don't know when you'll get that tower up, but I know you will.
The boom is, the boom pieces don't seem to match what I need. I don't know if they're even the same ones that go with this antenna, but that's another story. How you doing, David?
It's good to hear you in there, and I didn't know you were listening. I probably would have said something, you know, derogatory about you too, but but anyway, so you haven't gotten your tower up yet. I know Steve said said he was headed up there the other day to help you do something with it.
By the way, that's why I didn't break in, because I knew as long as you were pounding on Tom, you were going to leave me alone. So I thought, well, that's the ideal situation. But, yeah, we were just doing some measuring around and trying to see what we can do over there and get that going in this new year and get my antennas up and everything. It's quite a challenge. I've got some power lines that cross the property. And then I've got a septic tank that's in the way of where I'd like to put it. And I really want to put up a separate one for TV use. But my wire antenna, and it would hit the beam, it would be near it, and it, I don't know, just try to get it in my mind, because once you pour that concrete, it's there.
KB2HX has mobile. KN4BWA, KB2HXS. BWA, KB2HXS. Continue without me, guys. KB2HXS. Thanks, sir. Let me break in.
No problem. Have a nice day, Dave. Go ahead, Dave, number one that was in here.
Oh, well, I got off of the HF off FT. Well, I actually ended up on FT4, but made a couple of contacts there, but on 15. But anyway, I got my radio on, but I turned the I've got it back on sideband right now. But Phil, what are you doing the rest of the day?
Home. I came flying home from work. My mom had so I'm just headed back home. I'm not going way back up to Tigerville. But anxious to get my 7300 going, but I noticed, you know, it ought to be receiving something just off the coax and a little... The antenna I did have hooked to it, even though it was laying on the roof, and I thought, man, this thing is death. And went out there and got to check it, and some big groundhog just chewed that RGA, just chewed it in half, just as pretty as you ever saw.
Would have a heart trap and throw some cabbage leaves in there, and you can take care of that groundhog and relocate him, Phil. And Dave, that call I was telling you about was Delta Bravo 100 Fox Kilo. He was on 7.011 on CW last night, and he says operator was the SCS Team Jesuits, and he was in Nordson, Germany. So, that was the last one, and I just told you the wrong thing. It was the one I was telling you about was one above this. The Romeo 2024, that's easy to remember. New York, November Yankee, R2024NY, International Radio Marathon Russian New Year 2024, if you hear him. Those two were kind of unusual. But Phil, yeah, that'll take care of the groundhog. If you need a ham hard trap, come by and I'll give you one. Just throw some cabbage in there, and you'll go for it. I had that problem up in Kansas one time, and that eliminated it. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, that would really tick me off. Oh, me. Yeah, I'm looking at that call here on QRZ. That's interesting. Well, Phil, I hate that because at least you know where the problem is.
Take it, Tom. I'm behind on 385 and 85. I got Paris Mountain blocking the repeater from me. Let me go ahead and make one so I can hear it better.
Okay, Phil, you were full quieting that time. Yeah, that was an interesting sight, Dave. I don't know. I just like unusual call signs. And you'll have to tell me, isn't Jesuits J-E-S-E-W-I-T-Z, that one that's in Germany, isn't that a religion?
Hey.
I heard that name before, but, oh well, I just thought I'd throw that out there. But that R2024NY is just an international radio marathon, and I thought, there was only one other guy who worked him, and he was in Florida last night. Now, I don't know why, because he was a full 5.9 on CW on 7.015, and the German one was very loud on 7.011. And the night before, Alexander was from the United Arab Emirates. He was on 7012, and he was an Alpha 65 Bravo Papa. And he come in real good, but I think he was weak. But on that 160 vertical, Phil, the last piece of coax I bought was that real good coax, and I can't think of the name of it right now. Just got out of the car. But that was $250 from the house here out to that 160-meter vertical. It's doing okay, but I haven't really had it long enough to pass judgment on it. But I don't see that it's phenomenal or anything like that. And, you know, there's quite a bit of work when you put that counterpoise up. Anyways, Phil, I'm going to let you go and give you to Dave. And I'll catch you down the line. We had a wonderful trip. I got to go out and do some work on the chicken pen before it gets dark. W4NGU to take it if you're there, Phil. This is M0TR 73's guys. Thanks again, Dave.
Enjoy it, Tom. We'll talk soon. But by the way, I've been through the trap thing. It did not solve the problem. I caught 18 groundhogs and two possums. So, and I got another family under there, so they just keep coming.
Buy a Glock, or maybe a Smith & Wesson.
It's a headache. David, are you doing much on 10 meters?
I spend more time on 15, 17 than I do anywhere else, really, even on, sideband or FT8, whatever I'm doing.
15 was my favorite band. You know, I had that 15-meter monobander, three-element, when I lived on Adelaide Drive. And had to climb up on the roof on a ladder to turn it. Didn't have a rotator. And I had a lot of fun on 15 in those days, but I don't think I've ever made a contact on 10 meters.
And if you get a antenna up, you'll hear some, there's plenty going on. Just depends on when you're on and, the conditions, but, sometimes it's just wide open busy, and then sometimes it's just as dead as it can be. It just depends.
What's the difference between FT8 and FT4?
1.5 seconds. That's all I can tell you. FT4, you won't see as many people on there. It only transmits for 7.5 seconds instead of 15, like FT8, and it's quicker. And if you do a lot of FT4, and then you switch back, like you've kind of exhausted your contacts on that FT4, and you switch back to FT8, it really. It just seems like forever when it's transmitting, because it's just funny. I don't know how that extra 7.5 seconds makes it that much difference, but it does.
FT8 have a little more signal grabbing capability, or are they about the same in that respect?
You're asking the wrong person for an answer to that. I don't know. I just know that, you know, there's less people on there usually, and if I get, you know, fed up with, you know, trying to find a place to transmit, or somebody, or, you know, that's one thing that just really irks me is, you know, you'll be transmitting on FT8 somewhere, and then somebody will just come in there with this, you know, big booming signal, you know, bright red, and it's splattered all over the place, and you're like, you know, what the heck is this? I mean, you know, and the whole band, I mean, the whole spectrum is full of transmissions, and you found your good empty spot there, you know, and you've been transmitting for a long time, and then boom. But I mean, yeah, I guess you could do that because nobody owns the band or the frequency where you're transmitting.
Yep, someone will stomp on you. Well, there's got to be some. I thought it was a little date or something because it went longer. I don't know. Seems like if they were the same, that everybody would switch over to FD4 just for the speed. So, anyway. Well, tell me about 12 and 17. Is there a lot of activity there? The antenna I'm about to put up is 10 through 20. 10, 15, and 20. It doesn't have those 12 and 17. Am I going to be wishing, really wishing I had it, or is it all about the same?
You wish you had it, KN4VWS.
You might have contact on 12 meters, Steve.
Over 17 lately, and 15.
Was calling you last few minutes. You might be call him on cell phone.
KB2HXS?
Yes.
That's KN4VWA. Where are you at, boy?
I'm in my car. What do you expect?
Well, I just picked up some supplies, and I'm about 5 minutes away from there. How about you?
Probably 10 to 12 minutes.
Sure. So, Dave 1, that's been on the repeater for the last hour. Tell him about 17 and 15.
I mean, you know, that's where I stay a lot on 17 and 15 on sideband and FT8. You know, I check in every now and then occasionally to the 80-meter sideband net not on 3915, but... I don't know. I just like 17, especially 17 meters. I mean, there's stuff going on all of it. 10 through 160. I just don't have enough room to put up you know, wire for 160, and I really don't have enough room for what I've got, but I'm making it work.
Do you ever think about putting up one of those big super loops like your buddy?
No. I mean, how much room is that going to take up?
I'd have to ask him. So, Phil, I tell you what, bud, I really like 17 and 15. No, you're going to have 15, right?
Well, a TA-33 was not designed to do 12 and 17. Did it have a modification kit you put on it?
I'm going to check everything from 40 down to 10, but I never have been fond of 10 meters all that much.
For years, but I think it's coming back pretty good now.
You're right. I mean, you know, since propagation's coming back up some, you know, it's starting to be a little more active frequency, but, you know, that's just like six. Six has been just seasonal, and I just don't care for six at all.
I haven't heard anything on six in a good while, but it's, you know, it's kind of like the guys say, you know, when it's hot, but when it's not, it's not. It's just dead as a hammer.
Are you headed home now?
I am.
I'd definitely be on the stick trying to figure out what I had and what I didn't have there.
Out tonight, it didn't take me just a minute, especially the boom part. And I've got seven boom parts, and I only need five. So I think it's this thing is mixed up with another antenna.
I'd like to be, too. Now, have you checked your elements?
More than I need, and I know some of them fit in the others, so I think I have all of them. I got 22 element pieces, and I'm to make 14 elements.
Hard on that set of spec sheets.
Fun to put together. You ought to see the picture of this thing. It, I mean, it's a monster when it's assembled.
It's on it.
Found that.
There are no coils on the antenna.
It's got a small loading coil that's about 2 inches wide and maybe inch and a half in diameter of bare copper, maybe number 12 or 10 is the only loading coil. This thing, you can load it. You can feed it with one piece of coax for all the bands, or if you really want to fine-tune it, you can load it at three different places, but you have to have either a ballon or a RF choke or something. But I'm just going to feed it straight. I think the fewer ballons and chokes and all that stuff, and it has no traps, so it's a pretty efficient antenna.
I wish you all the luck in the world, but every time I've tried to put something back together like that, like what you're talking about, I haven't had any luck at all.
Take some patience, that's for sure. David, how many countries have you worked now, or do you keep track of that like some guys do?
Let's see here. Yeah, I keep, well, QRZ does, hang on 1 second. 144 so far. Yeah, 144.
But I thought it would have been more than that, as much as your own.
You know, my antenna's been down twice, and I've been busy playing tennis this summer. I really hadn't felt like coming in here and turning the radio on some nights.
One thing, I'm going to route my coax a different way. I was routing it down through the floor and under the house and coming out the back of the house. But I can come out that, I can go down in the floor, and about 3 feet over there's a vent in the foundation. And I can come out there and then take it vertical, and I'm going to keep it away from those dadgum groundhogs.
Find a way to, as big a problem as you have, you know, to run that so they can't get to it. Good Lord, that's just unbelievable. But, and that antenna sounds like it's going to, it would be for me. But, I mean, heck, you can get the, I'm sure you can get the assembly plans on the internet.
Very detailed manual. Very detailed. Well, I saw some guys putting together either this antenna or one almost identical to it on Nancy Mountain. And it took about 2 days with four or five people scratching their head and putting stuff together.
I'll be interested to hear how it works, you know, when you get it up there. But you definitely won't won't be disappointed in the radio. That's for doggone sure. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm grandsons are, well, our two youngest grandsons are staying with us this week. And while their parents are on a cruise, thanks to Hallmark. So anyway, so I'm glad they can go, and so I'll be entertaining the youngins there. They're a little bit too young for ham radio, so I'm going to close all this up and lock it up. Continues to do well, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, clear.